हरे कृष्णा माता
माता जी, वी कैन नॉट हियर यू। माता
माता जी
वी
योर
कांट
ऑन
हियर
म्यूट।
यू।
माता जी योर ऑन म्यूट। विनीता गंधर्वी का माता जी योर ऑन म्यूट।
हरे कृष्णा विनीता माता जी, आई डोंट थिंक वी कैन
योर
हियर
द
यू
साइंस
माता
इज
जी।
म्यूट। आई
शी इज
आस्क्ड ऑन म्यूट।
अनम्यूटेड बट शी हैज सम ऑडियो इश्यूज माता जी।
ओह यस।
नो माता जी, वी कांट हियर यू।
Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today, we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Siddha Priti Mataji to enlighten us on the topic of Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, Chapter 8. Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining and giving your sweet association this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. I now hand over the call to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam. You can hear me, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji, I can hear you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. I don't know how did I take this, but then it was when I said yes and when I read this, it was so close to my heart. As we go ahead, I'll just tell you the reason also behind this. So thank you so much, Prithvi Vilasini Mataji, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, Kirtida Sundari Mataji, Indulata Mataji, Indulata Karuna Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving me this opportunity. And please forgive me for all the mistakes, because I know I will be making many. You all have been attending so seriously and studying so nicely. So please correct me wherever I go wrong. And please bear with me. Hare Krishna. नमो ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनी नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Okay, Haribol everyone. So today we are, as we continue with Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. So I'll try to read out whatever I have understood and my realizations from Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, the part one. We are on chapter 8. Last week, Vivek Prabhuji did a wonderful explanation on chapter 7, wherein it was explained about the League of Devotees. And as I was reading this and I was listening through his class also, just a continuation that, you know, when we read Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, it is always such a motivation, and it gives us so much of insight that how much has to be done and at what level of tolerance that we have to work when we are doing Krishna consciousness. At the end of this chapter, the very last line of this chapter says that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, like Guru Maharaj of Srila Prabhupada, he said that even if one soul gets into Krishna consciousness, your mission is accomplished. That means you do not have a big goal. It is again Krishna's mercy by which we are going to get it. And the topic for today, the 8th chapter, is New Delhi, Crying Alone in Wilderness. So the topic itself tells that yes, there are going to be difficulties, and let's see how Srila Prabhupada has dealt with it, or what was his phase of life when he was dealing through these difficulties. So it starts with a letter which Srila Prabhupada had written to India's president, then president Mr. Rajendra Prasad. So in this letter, I'll just read out that to you all. Let me share my screen so that it becomes more easy. You all can see my screen?
Yes, Mataji.
So then It's written that I have got the clue of going back to Godhead just after leaving my present material body, and in order to take along with me all my contemporary men and women of the world, I have started my paper Back to Godhead as one of the means of the way. Please don't think of me as something wonderful or a madman when I say that I shall go back to Godhead. After leaving my present material body, it is quite possible for everyone and all of us. I always feel, you know, Srila Prabhupada's letters, Srila Prabhupada's always, everything has always been so inspiring and so with hope. You know, when you are in a hopeless condition, when you are always in some sort of difficulty, if you try to read out any of the purports of Srila Prabhupada, or if you try to read out, listen to any of the classes, there is always a hope which is given in Krishna consciousness. And this was the very beginning of this chapter. And as I said, that I did not know which chapter I was taking. I just randomly, because Prithivilasini Mataji said, I said, yes, Mataji, I am free this weekend and I will be able to take it up. And when I read Back to Godhead, like everybody who is there in the Govinda group, they might relate to it, because for the Govinda group kids, we have started the Back to Godhead magazine reading. And when I read Back to Godhead, it like suddenly clicked that maybe, you know what, it is just Srila Prabhupada who wanted me to come back on track. Because there are so many you know, ways by which you get off track, and specifically when I know you all are so elevated that though you are working, you are still connected to Krishna consciousness. I over here in India, sometimes I feel that India becomes too overwhelming, and it just carries you in all different sorts of ways. So this chapter, thanks to you all for giving me this opportunity, because this just made me read so many Back to Godhead magazines. And so many, you know, this related to this topic. So the topic over here about crying alone in wilderness is that when Srila Prabhupada had to leave the League of Devotees, and then he had to come back because of what the queen had arranged in the palace. She had some other arrangements, and that is the reason Srila Prabhupada decided to leave that place. And when he came to Mathura, he met Keshav Maharaj over there. And when Srila Prabhupada came over there, now again Srila Prabhupada over here, he is not carrying many things with him. He is not carrying all of his possessions with him. So he had his deity of Lord Chaitanya with him, and he gave that to Keshav Maharaj, and then he started living in the temple over there so that he can do his services and he can be of some use. Now over there, everybody knew about Srila Prabhupada's vocabulary, his skills in reading and his skills in writing. So he was given by one of his sannyasi god brothers, Bhakti Saranga Goswami, and by Keshav Maharaj, they gave him the editorial work of the Gauda Patrika, and also about, which was also known as the Harmonist or the Sajjan Toshini and the Sanyas and the Gaud Patrika. So he was supposed to write the articles, and he was going to do his preaching in that way over there, because it was not very, the preaching which was happening was not up to the mark, or which was not attracting any donors. They did not have many donations, and the condition which was there at the ashram was not very good, wherein they were lacking on funds and everything. So Srila Prabhupada had started doing this Gaudiya Patrika. So there were two things, like Keshav Maharaj wanted him to do the Gauda Patrika. While, you know, like when one person is more qualified, people like they try to have him do many things, and they try to utilize him as much as possible. So the same thing happened with our Srila Prabhupada also. So he, like Bhakti Saranga Maharaj, he wanted Srila Prabhupada to come to Delhi to take over the Harmonist. He had one magazine which was called as the Harmonist, or also in Hindi it was called as Sajjan Toshini. So he wanted Srila Prabhupada to take that as well. Now, when there were two things done in two different places, it was a hassle for Srila Prabhupada. But then too, he found a way out, because he said that he'll go with Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj to Delhi, and he will work on the Sajjan Toshini. And at the same time, for the Gauda Patrika, he would also do it through mail. That way he was working on both projects at the same time. And along with this, again, he was also concerned that his Bhagavad Gita preaching, or his preaching, so as to instruct the young people and the each and every strata of the society, he was also doing that at the same time. this, while reading this, it always comes to my mind that when we do one thing at a time, we get so overwhelmed. Like, this is again talking about myself, that we feel that I'm doing so many things and it is not possible. But when I read through this, it was like, you know, at one time Srila Prabhupada was doing so many things, because as we go ahead, it comes to my understanding that Srila Prabhupada also wanted to translate Chaitanya Charitamrita in Hindi. And again, it was not, you know, what nowadays publishing a book has become so easy. You know, you to go on Amazon and you do some small course, or you go on Amazon, you have some money given and your book is published. A small child also has his book published. But during that time, it was such a big deal. It was so many things. Like, Srila Prabhupada wanted to have his Hindi translation of Chaitanya Charitamrita. But for that also, he was doing with all these things. Whenever he had time, he used to start translating his Chaitanya Charitamrita. As we go ahead, it just comes up more that what all Srila Prabhupada was doing in this time. Now, when we have always seen that whatever Srila Prabhupada has done, it is always with respect to preaching. He never had his own motives into it. He never had his name, fame into it. He always has one motive, that the Krishna consciousness should go ahead and it should be a preaching program. Now, as he went into this new place, every place is not the same and there are not going to be always favorable conditions for it. So what he saw over there was that the other god brothers and the other sannyasis who were there. So the other conditions which were there were not very good for him. Like, there were not many prasadam was not very nicely arranged, or the DT service was not well done. So there were some sort of things which were not going so very good. Now, when he moved to Delhi, it was that he had to do the preaching, he had to do the magazine work, and with that, along with that, Srila Prabhupada also had his Back to Godhead magazine, which he always had his back of his mind, that his Back to Godhead magazine always he wanted to publish, so that, you know, it was like the Bhagavad Gita gave, you know, it is explained in one of the parts over here, that you have the scriptural, that, you know, religion, it is taken as a way that it is just kept in a shelf. Like, you know what, whenever you ask anyone, oh, have you read a Bhagavad Gita? I said, yes, I have a Bhagavad Gita. Have you read it? No, it is there. I have kept it in my locker. I, for myself, I'm telling you, when we were small, we had a big Bhagavad Gita and my parents kept it in the locker. So in the cupboard, in a locker, the Bhagavad Gita was kept. And when we got connected in with Krishna consciousness, I always laughed over it, that how come that it was just in the locker and it was only on some occasions that, okay, Krishna's picture is there, so put some haldi kumkum over it. So this is what, you know, mentality we stay in. But when Srila Prabhupada was into spreading Krishna consciousness, he saw to it that each and every, his ambition was that, not ambition exactly, but his view was that, you know, that the American magazines of, like, there are some magazines which are mentioned over here, that Illustrated Weekly and the Time of Life magazines, these are the topmost magazines in America. So then he wanted that his Sajjan Toshini, which he was working on, or the Harmonist, which he was working on, should also reach to that level. And for that, we have always seen that Srila Prabhupada, he has not contemplated anything on his own. He's not put up anything on his own. He's always given scriptural evidences for it. And he used to compile all those and then see to it that it is done. Now, when this was done, again, the printing, see, like, when a book is to be published, again, when I said that this part was so very dear to me, because before I got into teaching, I was working into a press. Over there were articles given, and then they have to be compiled together. They have to be sequenced along with the sequence, you have to put it, and then there is proofreading, and then it has to be printed. After printing, again, there is proofreading. So there are so many steps to be done. And when I was reading through this, it is seen that, you know, for each and every part, there are different people who are appointed. But when I see this, it is seen that Srila Prabhupada, he was doing majority of the work by himself, getting the paper, getting the content for it, seeing for a donor who can do the printing for him, looking for a printer person, because the Sajjan Toshini, whoever earlier was printing, the relations with those people were not so good. So it was not going in a very good, friendly way. So he had to make his own arrangements to do that as well. So this shows that how Srila Prabhupada, you know, the difficulties which he faced over here is, like, see over here, it mentions that Abhay did not even have no typewriter. The relations with the printer was not good. And that is the reason he had to do everything with caution. He could not just go, and it was not on a plate served for him. So his duties or his work was getting from scratch. So getting a place in the ashram, seeing to it that all the people are satisfied, which is always was not possible for him. And then he started working on the magazines. And now it was like at the same time, whenever he got time, over here it's mentioned that he was also looking for Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita to be translated into Hindi. And now why was it? It was only for those people who could not understand Bengali. So the level of compassion which Srila Prabhupada shows at each and every step is really, really, you know, it makes us think at such a level that how can one person think of so many things at the same time? And this was the condition when the donations were not flowing. That means they were lacking on funds. At this point, it is seen that Srila Prabhupada, at a point when he got the proper donors, he contacted Bhakti Saranga Maharaj and Goswami, and he told them that, you know what, I have got donors for the papers as well, and the printing is also done. And at that time, he got into such good relation with the printer, the printing person, that instead of 500 copies, the printer said that he is ready to print 1,000 copies for him. Now, again, when it is 1,000 copies, we feel, okay, that means the charges might also be more. But then it was that the charges were the same as it was for 500 copies of the magazine. And also the quality of paper was good. And so see that, like, and everything was going smoothly. So this good news he sent to Bhakti Sarang Goswami. But at that same time, you know what, like it is mentioned, like it just brings so much of, you know, I literally cried when I read this, because at this time he was looking at the quality of the magazine, but at the same time, he did not have a good pair of dhoti with him. And then he mentioned to Bhakti Sarang Goswami that, you know, arrange for some funds for me so that, you know, I have to go to get some fundings. I have to go and get some, I have to go to different meetings so that I can get good funds. So please arrange for me for good, at least a pair of dhotis so that I can go to different places. Now, if there was any other person, we would have thought like, okay, if I have to go, I will just arrange for my clothing first. And then eventually everything will follow. So the dedication which Srila Prabhupada had was at a totally different level. So under his guidance, under his working, Sajjan Toshini was working in or was getting printed and was going to places. Now again, at the same time, at this point, Srila Prabhupada did not have a very limited view. He always had a view that the English speaking crowd, which is there in which is there abroad, over there also our things should be published and it should go to different places. So he was working along with that for the same time he was working with that as well. So for that, you know, like see, when we have these things in our mind, when we think about a motive, then you think about different ways and means how you can deal with it or how you can try to achieve that goal. Now in this today's world, now today when we are thinking about something, then we think, okay, I should get some universities in US, I should get some information about that. But when we read this is during those times in the 90s, that Srila Prabhupada, in order to send his magazines abroad, and that too not in a limited amount, he used to send huge amounts of magazines through mails. So that the universities, the libraries, he even found out the addresses of the universities. He found out the addresses of the libraries, and then he made arrangements that the magazines, the Back to Godhead magazines, the Sajjan Toshini could be sent to the English speaking crowd as well. So when this was going on, at that time what happened was, like, because of some reasons or the other, it was seen that Bhakti Sarang Maharaj, when he came to know that yes, he is doing such a nice work, but there are, you know, there are difficulties which come when you are they always say that when there is a tree which is laden with fruits, more there are more stones thrown at that tree. So like similar things kept on happening. At that time, Ramanand, who was the secretary of Bhakti Sarang Maharaj, he told him that in very flowery words he replied to Srila Prabhupada's letter, because Srila Prabhupada had written a letter to Bhakti Sarang Maharaj that this is going on very nicely, I have arranged for the so many copies, and it could be distributed to many people. Now, when it is distributed to many people, remember what we said was that Srila Prabhupada was getting arrangement for the paper, he was printing it, the proofreading was done by him. And at the same time, when he got the magazines, selling those magazines or distributing those magazines to different places was also done single-handedly by him. So at tea stalls, wherever there were tea stalls, there he used to go and he used to ask people about Krishna, Krishna. He used to tell them about the Bhagavad Gita. But many of them who are into book distribution, we all know, right? Like when we go for book distribution, there are so many good instances we get. There are so many instances which are not very good. The main thing, as I've told you, like whenever somebody asks you, like, do you have a Bhagavad Gita? We said, yes, yes, we have a Bhagavad Gita. Have you read it? Oh, no, I do not have time. So that no time is what was one thing that Srila Prabhupada heard over and over again. That Srila Prabhupada was told that, you know what, I have no, oh, there is no time. I'm very busy. This was what Srila Prabhupada always heard a lot when he went for the distribution. Now, when Srila Prabhupada had written this letter to Bhakti Sarang Maharaj, then Ramanand Das, who was the secretary of Bhakti Sarang Goswami, he wrote that take the funds, get a pair of dhoti, and they had transferred the editing or the printing of Sajjan Toshini back to Calcutta. And that is the reason, in some good terms, he said that, okay, now I think your responsibility over there in Delhi is done, and we are taking back everything over here in Calcutta. So you can try and go back to Keshav Maharaj and see if he needs your help over there during the parikrama or everything. Now, Srila Prabhupada understood that, okay, his work over there in Delhi with Sajjan Toshini was done. And then again, he knew that he was again back on his own. Now, back on his own, that means Srila Prabhupada did not have a home over there. Srila Prabhupada did not have a permanent residential place. So he was again moving places. He was again moving different places at different times. You know, whenever he had an invitation from any person, he used to go and live with that person for some time, and then again he used to move out from that place. And this reminds me about all our Goswamis who did not stay in one place. He did not even stay under one tree for a long time. So, you know, that life which Srila Prabhupada has led, or only that was for the propagation of Krishna consciousness. Now, when you are on the right path, or when you are doing something for Krishna, and when you feel that one gate is getting closed, if your service to the Lord is good, or your service to the Lord is pure, Lord immediately opens up new doors for you. And if you are ready to give even more, then it is a never ending process. You, though difficulties come, you still find your ways out of it. Now, when Srila Prabhupada had a lot many, see, these are the list of the books which Srila Prabhupada wanted to publish. It is the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in Hindi, the Gitobnishad, the Science of Devotion, Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan Movement, Message of Godhead, the Bhagavataner Katha, that is in Bengali again. So he had in his mind that he had to publish all these books. Now, when this publishing of books was required, though he had the manuscripts, though he had the written material with him, and he knew his mission, what was there. But in this material world, money is again an important point. Without money, many things are always at halt. So he had to look for donors who could do it. And for that, he was preaching. Now, when he was preaching, there were many people who were getting influenced by his preaching also. whenever there is a Bhagavad Gita class, many of them are influenced, but at the same time, there are some critics also who come. So in the further part, we'll see what critics he met. But there were some people who really got influenced by his preaching. Now the main over here appreciation which came was from Narayan Das Rai Bahadur, who was a retired executive engineer and the secretary of the Birla Mandir Trust. Now this Birla Mandir Trust is a big mandir, is a big trust which has a lot of funding and it was running good, and they were also influenced by Srila Prabhupada's teaching. And even there was a mother, Anandamoyi, who was impressed by Chaitanya Charitamrita's teachings by Srila Prabhupada. And she even, because he needed, when he had wanted to publish the Chaitanya Charitamrita in Hindi, he needed 600 rupees at that time to publish it, which he could not arrange in those times because of the lack of fund. And at this time, Mother Anandamoyi, she even donated 50 rupees to him, and then they were ready that okay, you can stay over here and then you can do your work in this area or in this Birla Mandir. And at the same time, and the Mother Anandamoyi, she also told him that because of your teachings, or your, when a person called Sri Hari Baba, a sadhu called Hari Baba, he was admitted in the hospital and he was lying ill. And when he had heard the readings of Srila Prabhupada or readings of Abhay Charan, it was that it put him into ecstasy. That means he was so influenced and he was so happy to hear Srila Prabhupada's classes or read about Srila Prabhupada's readings from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that is the reason they were ready to help him in some way or the other. Now when the work was going on, it was seen that though he could stay over there, but the teachings which were there were a lot different. Okay, like when we know that in our movements also, some of them have different thinkings, or some or the other, the philosophy changes, and then there are always some discomfort between devotees or between the people around. So now in this case also, the Sanatan Dharma idea and Srila Prabhupada's idea, somewhere it did not go along. And then that was the reason Srila Prabhupada could not continue over there. But these people, they did try to help Srila Prabhupada because of his work or because of his vision which he had. They tried to help him in all possible ways that they could. They tried to engage him in the activities which were there in the temple. Or the second thing which they did was that because Srila Prabhupada needed funds, and he needed to be in contact with, or he needed to know people from the, from the government over there. So they arranged for R.N. Agarwal, the president of the Delhi Municipal Committee. He had, because see, when you know one important person over there, okay, in an organization, if that person's name is given, then for any event, then there are many, many people will be coming, that okay, a big person is coming for hosted as a guest over there. So let's everyone come. So the same thing happened, that the Delhi Municipal Committee person was coming for one of the meetings. And then Srila Prabhupada had arranged for this, and since he had printed invitation cards, so that he could also propagate his mission over there, and he could arrange for some funds through this arrangement. So this way it was seen that whoever Srila Prabhupada met, they tried to help him. Now some of them, when they were told about Krishna consciousness, as we go ahead, it is seen that when they were told about Krishna consciousness, they used to ask him, have you seen God? You are saying going back to Godhead, like, and they did not agree with that philosophy of going back to Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada had to deal with them. He had to deal with the money matters, and at the same time, keeping calm, he had to spread Krishna consciousness also. Now, when, as we go ahead in this part, he said that he had many well-wishers which were there who supported him, because they were really influenced by his philosophy. Everybody is okay with my voice? Sorry, because sometimes my connection goes and I'm just talking on myself.
Oh, yes.
Good, Mataji.
Very good.
Now, so you know what, like, because when we do so many things, you know, like in our material world also, when we do so many things, we always feel, you know, I have done this now, and then somewhere in our heart, we expect for the results. You know, now the results can be anything. Like, suppose if I'm, you know, I'm dressing the deity, then we sometimes feel that, oh, like, have I dressed it nice? In our own mind, we feel that, oh, is it nicely dressed? Is it nicely done? And then, like, so that it becomes that maybe we are also expecting somewhere the results. But for Srila Prabhupada, it was, his role was very simple, that he just had to give Krishna consciousness. He did not worry about what he was getting through it or what he was, you know, like, but he was very strong on his philosophy. That is one thing which I, when I read about it, is that whenever anybody told him anything, like, you know, when there are such dire conditions, when there are such conditions that your survival is at stake, where you know that you do not know where you're staying, sometimes people in this material world try to compromise or try to, you know, somewhere make in terms with the situation. But when we read this, it is seen that Srila Prabhupada, he knew what he wanted, he knew what his philosophy was, and he, what Krishna consciousness philosophy is, and he knew how to convey it to people as well. And now, see, in this today's world, like when I'm doing in my education, in my school, when I do my job, there we see that, okay, every now and then we look for ads to be given in the newspapers, ads to be posted on Facebook so that people can be attracted. At that time, Srila Prabhupada had given a ad in the newspaper. And this was so very nice when I read this. See, although he was changing addresses, like as we said, Srila Prabhupada did not have a permanent residence in Delhi, in that place. So he was all by himself. So whenever he was working for any, whenever he was sending letters or whenever he was sending mail, he had to always give an address. And that address always kept on changing. So half of his mail he never received. But though these conditions were there, it did not, you know, he did not get disheartened by anything. He sent a ad in the newspaper also. And see, when you read this, the full course for the correspondence course for rupees 50. Now, this is not for Srila Prabhupada, right? It is for his preaching. It is for his printing his papers and everything. And it is like, I'll just read out the news which he had said. Study the spiritual secret of Bhagavad Gita at home by correspondence and be a strong man. Full course fee, rupees 50 only. The instruction is imparted not in the ordinary imaginative way of qualified interpretations, but in the parampara system of preceptorial succession. All questions are properly solved. Apply AC Bhakti Vedanta. Students, all communities and nationalities are welcome. Such a beautiful way. No doubt he was always into for preaching programs, and his English was like, you know, at that time also was too par. When I was reading this also, I had to find some meanings because there are some words which are so hard to find, like are used. So his English and his, when we are reading through the Bhagavatam also, we understand that. So now when he was on his own, now he had concentrated his on his back to Godhead, which he had not done for a long time. Because when he had done the League of Devotees, that was that time he was concentrating on back to Godhead reading. Now this back to Godhead, again, when I would just like to you know, emphasize a little bit more on back to Godhead over here, is that, see, like when for Govinda group, when we are doing this back to Godhead reading, you know, sometimes children read, sometimes they don't read, or, you know, some of them are really, really very interested into it. I think, you know, for all of ourselves also, though we are reading so many high scriptures, this reading back to Godhead is, you know, it is such a nice compiled form of all the philosophy that, you know, this, that time it was just a 4-page magazine which Srila Prabhupada was publishing because of whatever donations he got. It was such nicely compiled that all the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita could be compiled into it. And if he had also, when he sent it to the President of India, he had sent a dozen of these magazines compiled together, binded up, and then he had sent it to Dr. Ranjitir Prasad. And he had told that, please read through it, at least the bold points which are there. And these are all from the philosophy. These are all from the philosophy, and nothing is from the made up. So this is what he sent it to the our President of India as well. Now, coming back to his publishing efforts and his dealings with the Back to Godhead is, like, there was a Justice Mishra who was, because who had also contributed to fund for Srila Prabhupada. So he has written over here, I'll just read a little bit of what he has said about Srila Prabhupada. Justice Mishra says, he used to come to me once a month. I gave him donations for his paper. It was only a 4-page magazine, but it showed me his study of the subject and his eager and his earnestness of his devotion to Lord Krishna. He appeared to be a very simple man and modest, and it was pleasant to talk to him. He had a smiling demeanor. The main thing was his humility. He could talk with affection and confidence, and he knew we were discussing things near to God. So every talk with him would sublimate us. So see, such a beautiful realization which he had mentioned over here about Srila Prabhupada, that how his preaching was so effective that, you know, the more people, sometimes we say the more educated people are, the people tend to question more and then they try to move go away from the philosophy. But then over here, Justice Mishra was also influenced by Srila Prabhupada's teaching. Now again, Srila Prabhupada, when he was looking into publishing this Back to Godhead magazine, it is like he always had the thing in his mind that it is Kali Yuga. And, you know, like because he was in Delhi, right? And Delhi was the place where the Hastinapur, the war of Kurukshetra, right? It was all fought over there. So he knew that this Delhi was a place where, you know, it is the ancient capital where the Lord Krishna had also had been in this place. And he was also trying to protect the Dharma over here. So it felt like Srila Prabhupada was also trying to work on the same lines. Now, when he was publishing his Back to Godhead magazines, you know, he used to go to the tea stalls which are there, wherever, and the publisher over here, it's a very nice realizations which he had shared. I think it is Kumar Jain. Yeah. So Kumar Jain, he was again the printer over there. And he said that Srila Prabhupada was a very straightforward person. He did not have much money with him. And the Kumar Jain and Srila Prabhupada would sit on talking about Krishna consciousness also for a long time. Now, he knew that he used to come, Srila Prabhupada used to go early in the morning to him, and then used to, after the printing, used to sit on, the papers were got by Srila Prabhupada, after the printing used to sit on doing the proofreading. And because he was coming so early morning, it always felt like, Kumar Jain always felt that, did you have breakfast? And then Srila Prabhupada, he had never had his breakfast in the morning. And then Kumar Jain used to arrange something for him. And then Srila Prabhupada again used to start doing his own work. And till late, he used to sit and do his work. So this is the loving exchange which is shown that, you know, like what we say is that I am going to earn money. I am going to feed myself. But when you are working for Krishna, Krishna arranges everything for you. You know, I know in this material world, in this Kali Yuga, sometimes, you know, we feel that Srila Prabhupada had nothing else than Krishna consciousness. If I say, okay, I am also going to sit somewhere and someone will get me food, I don't think so that will happen for me. Because for me, my mind will be in so many places, and then I will, somewhere in my mind, I will have that, oh, somebody can get me something to eat. But Srila Prabhupada did not expect that. And when you do not expect, Lord is there to help you. And same thing was happening with Srila Prabhupada. He used to sit, like I said, in the morning around 7, and he used to sit late till doing all the proofreading which was necessary for it. And it was, you know, such a beautiful exchange over here is given by Kumar Jain, is that he said, you know, because I was printing, so sometimes I had to ask him for money, and I knew he did not have it. So at times I even did not ask him for that money. And so that because I knew whenever it was arranged by him, he would definitely give it to me. And now, you know, Srila Prabhupada, when he had to walk from his place to the office, he used to walk down. But when he had the printed materials with him, when he had the printed copies with him, that time only was the time when he did an auto rickshaw and he took those copies with him. So you can just imagine that, you know, when people normally they look for their own comfort. And this was a time when it was winters in Delhi. And Delhi winters are, everybody knows, like many of us might know, Delhi winters are too harsh to deal with. And Srila Prabhupada, his attire was that he just had a dhoti. He had rubber slippers, sandals with him. He did not even have a chadar with him. He just had a cotton cap, which he would cover his ears with. And in that conditions, he used to walk all through so that he could save some money. And nowadays, we will try to save money so that I can go to a movie in the weekend. And all maybe the flow of money with people is so much that they do not even need to think about that. So that people are just spending money at lease and at their will, whatever it is. All this was done so that Back to Godhead article could reach each and every person. Okay. Now, you know, the thing which makes us so much to think about is that people, when he used to go to sell this Back to Godhead, people used to say, no time. We have no time. We are so busy. Now, when a person like me will say, oh, I will get so much demotivated. Like, you know, that, okay, well, there is no time. People are saying no time and forget it. I'm not going to go. But this, you know, this pandemic situation has again taught us one thing, that when this pandemic situation came and there were like, okay, many of the people lost jobs. It was such a devastating condition. But there were some people who found a way of doing business in this, right? Like maybe it is the business of the vaccine, business of the medicine, which was there. So this was a negative side, how people tried to take advantage of it. Now, when we try to relate the same thing, what Srila Prabhupada did over here, when he got response that no time, he wrote an article, No Time, A Chronic Disease of the Common Man. So see how, like, whatever feedback we are getting, instead of crying and sitting over it and crying, you can use that as a title and, you know, it can pinpoint, you can be a poking thing for the people around. Like, okay, read this, No Time, A Chronic Disease for Common Man. And even that becomes an attraction for people. That, okay, like, okay, someone is coming and so many times he's bombarding. Okay, let me take one and at least read it. So this was what Srila Prabhupada has taught us through this Leelamrita. Each and every line over here, each and every instance of whatever Srila Prabhupada has done is, you know, is an eye-opener. Because see, like over here, when we think about it is that in our classes also, we always tell that please subscribe the Back to Godhead magazine and then yearly subscription, and every month you will get the copy of Back to Godhead. And it's very beautiful, you know. It is, when I was in US, I had such a big, you know, my whole one box was filled with Back to Godhead magazines, and it was so hard for me. But then I gave it to the temple. I gave it to the devotees over there so that their children can read it. So everybody over here, whoever are in US, at least try to have the subscription for Back to Godhead magazine. It is really a worth. It is, if you should always keep it in your car and you can read it anytime you can. So, you know, because sometimes what we feel is, over here again the same example is given, that we feel that, okay, rupees 20 or rupees 200, I'm going to get this. But at the same time, people, they spend, you know, 200 rupees, 2000 rupees, they might have to spend on the doctor. But spending rupees 200 for their own soul becomes a big deal for them. Over here again, as in this Leelamrita, it is mentioned that Dr. Meghanath Saha, a great scientist, was busily going to a meeting on a planning commission. Unfortunately, while going in his car on the road, he died and could not ask death to wait and have no time. What people said that no time or we are really busy, like he said that when there is no time, you know that at the end, what our journey is to, when at the time of death, death is also not going to ask, are you free to die now today? Death is not going to ask us that question. So at that moment, so whenever you get time, do your connection with the Lord. Make your connection with the Lord by whatever means you can. And Srila Prabhupada's preaching movement was a best example for it, because he could see that, I know people have, he even wrote odd headlines when he was selling the Back to Godhead magazines. The magazines, he did not, as we said, Srila Prabhupada never compromised on his philosophy. He never compromised on his teachings. The topics which were there for it, the headlines which were there on the paper were the lowest of the mankind. Now imagine if somebody comes and gives me a paper, the lowest of mankind. Like, we will always try to argue with that person, right? And we would try to think about, like, what type of headings have you given? But Srila Prabhupada was so much strict. He said, like, sufferings of humanity. He wanted people to have that pinch, you know, like that pinch that this is the reality of your life. philosophical problems within social awareness, the pure consciousness of nationalism, because people are worried about so many different things. What is happening in America? What is happening in Russia? Who is making a bomb? Who is making a nuclear bomb? Should we make this? Should we make that? They are doing all sorts of things and wasting their time, and yet they say they have no time. So this is what Srila Prabhupada wanted to convey through all his Back to Godhead magazines. And it was as a matter of principle, because see, what Srila Prabhupada was done was like these magazines, as in those years also, it was like 2 rupees a year. Can we imagine? Like, I know the money over there that time also was had a great value, but then 3 rupees per month, 2 rupees per month was also a big deal for some people over there. And then Srila Prabhupada, through his preachings, through his Back to Godhead magazine, tried to pass on Krishna's teachings in a very, because see, when there are people, when there is, though Srila Prabhupada was very strict in his words, but whenever he dealt with people for giving out the magazines or selling his magazines, it was seen that people have always commented that he was a very soft-hearted person. He was a very soft-spoken person. He never had any arguments which would hurt anyone in a wrong way. And it was a very pleasing exchange between when he was giving out the magazines. When it came to philosophy, it was that he was asked questions. That, have you seen God? Just written down the questions for over here. That there were questions asked to him that have you seen, because there are some people, right? There are some foolish people, or there are some people who would try to just argue with him. And then he said that, have you seen God? Have you ever dealt with him? And then Srila Prabhupada, in his best possible way, at the end it is mentioned over, at the best possible way, he would try to give them answers about how to go about with these magazines, or how to make your connection, or how your religion is going to be a way by which the whole society could be changed. When he has written a letter to the president also, he has mentioned that, please therefore save them. See, on the home front, where it was. Please therefore save them from the great fall down. Like what he has said, that when a society is known by the leaders who are running them, right? Who are influencing them. And over here it is seen that when during the time of, this is after independence, like all the leaders, they were literally trying to make each, like make their nations more strong. And for them, more strong did not mean spiritually strong. For them, more strong meant that they should have nuclear bombs, they should have industrial revolution. And at that time, Nehru was the prime minister. And it was very sad to see that he had done the industrial revolution to such an extent that, you know, people were just behind money. Each and every person to get money, each and every nation, whether it was Russia, whether it was America, everybody wanted to make themselves foolproof. And then the atomic bombs and all these were also being trying to made so that they can become more secure. And that also led to the, the disruptive relations between India and Pakistan. And between all this which was going on, you know, this is all going on at a level of the country level, the governmental level. But at that time, there was one person called Srila Prabhupada called Abhay Charan, who was looking out for each and every person's soul. See, in his Back to Godhead, Abhay was making propaganda against the atheistic view, hope against hope. As the very first line I said, that whenever we read Srila Prabhupada's books, it is always hope and hope and hope. And in this material world, there are people who will try to take away your hope in all sorts of ways. And this atheistic people, what they will do, they will try to ask you questions in a way that, you know, like, what are you doing? What are you doing by serving God? What is the Lord going to give you? And Srila Prabhupada at this point, when he did not even think twice, but he had written a letter to the president also. See, Abhay requested His Excellency, that is the President of India at that time, Dr. Rajendra Prasad, at least give a glance over the headlines of the enclosed 1 dozen copies of Back to Godhead magazine. And if you can, he also requested him to give an interview after reading this. there was immense work to be done on behalf of India's spiritual heritage. And there could be a specific ministry of spiritual affairs for this purpose. Right, when Srila Prabhupada, when he was visiting a college and there were chemistry department, there was a physics department, English department, and Srila Prabhupada asked, where is the department for soul? Where is the knowledge for soul that you're giving over here? And in this letter, Srila Prabhupada said that there should be a special ministry which is going to look at the spiritual affairs, because once one country is strong, only once the spiritual knowledge of the country is strong, only then you can go ahead. Because Srila Prabhupada had seen that, you know, India is a country wherein the Rishi Munis, the knowledge, the spiritual knowledge which India has is at a very high extent. But under the name of modernization, this was all kept locked in lockers. It was all kept locked in books and people were not worried about it. And Srila Prabhupada, some way or the other, he wanted to just instigate people to bring out that eagerness to make a connection with the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada says over here, the title of our chapter, I am crying alone in the wilderness at the present moment. And he wanted an answer from, or he wanted a reply from the president. But as you know, that such matters might go just unnoticed by the higher authorities. And it just went, he never got a reply over it. But whenever I'm reading this, I always, you know, see a good side of it, that Srila Prabhupada went through all these things. And what was the end? What was the end in sense? What was the output? All these experiences, all these things, at a point where I see that Srila Prabhupada was walking on barefoot, or he was walking with rubber slippers. At the point when he is going in US, when he used to go for his preaching in big cars, you know, that is, it's not a material achievement, but it is Krishna who has given him that. You know, that phase also Krishna has shown him. So it's all about patience and all about, your trust in the Lord, that how you can go ahead only if you have faith in Krishna, and how things can work out in your favor. If you do not have your own motives, but you have Krishna's motives as your own. I think we are getting late. But yes, we are utterly at the end of it. So, like, Srila Prabhupada's Back to Godhead magazines were being published, and you know what? He published it in so many quantities, so much quantities, that he sent a lot to the US. He's also posted it to the US. He mailed it to the US so that people over there who are the English speaking crowd also can read through it, and they can also get their connection with the somewhere with the philosophy. Because at that time, you know, they were. See, when you go to a very poor person, that person might say, I do not have things to eat over here. What am I going to look into this? But the people in US, he was very known that, okay, they are soundproof, proof in sense, they are having a good material life. So for them, getting into Krishna consciousness also can be easy. So I should not leave any stone unturned through by which the English speaking, or it should not be that a language is a barrier because of which any person or any specific community is not able to read or not able to get Krishna consciousness in a certain way. So this is what is about Srila Prabhupada's journey towards his Back to Godhead magazine, and how when he was left alone, and when he had nothing to, he had nothing with himself, then too he could make an whole empire of making the Back to Godhead magazine a success, by which he could give it to different people. He could find ways and means by which it could be distributed in the countries where he had not visited yet. So this was a beautiful, it's a mixed emotions of this chapter, and the chapter itself makes you think that, you know, the work was overwhelming, but at the same time, the mission which Srila Prabhupada had was so pure that some way or the other, he found ways and means by which he could do it. And I again go back to the own original topic, is that crying alone in the wilderness. So I'll just get... How do I do this? One second, I'll just come back. Spot share. How do I stop share? No share, no. Okay. Okay, so yeah, stop sharing over here. Yes. Hare Krishna. So this was for our topic on, there are many dates which are mentioned, but I'm like, there are many details which are there. But then I hope I could cover up all of those things. Yes, Mataji, Hare Krishna. So this was about Srila Prabhupada's journey in the 8th chapter. And thank you so much for listening to me. And please correct me wherever I've gone wrong. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Sita Preeti Mataji. It was such a wonderful session. Trust me. And at least I'll talk about myself, that I was hearing with so much of rapt attention that in these classes I've never even heard properly, but your presentation was awesome. And I could feel the way you were telling, as if, you know, the words were flowing from your mouth. Really, they were flowing. With Prabhupada's mercy on you. And I could feel that so much love for Prabhupada. And the more we read about Prabhupada Lilamrita, the more gratitude we have for Prabhupada. That I could feel. So much hardships you have went through, and seriously, you know, distributing book even these days is such a tough thing. As you said, people are not ready to spare $250 for a set of Srimad Bhagavatam. They say no, they are okay. And how much struggle Prabhupada did, and especially for the Back to Godhead magazines. And yes, I really agree to the point where you said that, you know, we all should have a subscription. And I confess today that I was having, but past 2 years it was you know, my subscription got over and I didn't take pain to resubscribe it, which I should do it now. And so many points like Prabhupada not having his own pair of dhoti, but you know, total focus on you know, editing and writing the topics, the literature. It was it was commendable class, Mataji. And I know you are reading from Satsurup Maharaj's thing only, but the way you express, the way you present it is marvelous. It's marvelous. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much for bringing up more love for Srila Prabhupada in all of us, and paying more gratitude to Prabhupada. Always remember, yadi Prabhupada na hoi to tabhi ke hoi to ye jeevan bahita ki she. Really, we don't know how we would have been today, especially being in the West, where if Prabhupada would have not been there, we would have simply lost our lives. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Really, really very grateful to you. Hare Krishna.
Grateful to you, Mataji, for giving me this opportunity, because please pull me, as Prabhupada says, that hold on to my dhoti. I will say, I will hold on to yours and you hold on to Srila Prabhupada's, and then pull me from here.
No, we all are together in the boat where Prabhupada is the captain of the ship. So we all are there on the ship. One day we all will reach. That's the hope. That's the only hope against hope, that we will reach on the other side of the shore. One day it will happen. I don't know how much more lifetimes it's going to take, but having the trust and in the process, one day it will happen. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Please correct Mataji's. You all have been reading. Please add points.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji, for such a beautiful, beautiful class. And yeah, Mataji, now you all can unmute. And thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. How beautifully you went through step by step when you shared also the Veda base, you directly shared from there. How nicely you were explaining what a hard struggle Srila Prabhupada had went. And the most important point I really like is, like, when you are working for Krishna, Krishna will take care of your needs. Like how Srila Prabhupada was going everywhere, and some places he might have a little bit hard time, but wherever the basic needs for him was always taken care by Srila Prabhupada, like his breakfast or anything that you said, that how that person used to, whenever he comes for the printing, he used to provide him the food, right? It is very nice, like how the way you convey, like each and every point that you are telling is so nice, Mataji. And the advertisement that Srila Prabhupada has put now, people don't have time. Well, I don't know exactly, I cannot put read it now, but the people who don't have time, the same thing title he had put, and it really clicks for a mind, right? If you say that, I always say for a person, if somebody asks me to do, I don't have time, I don't have time. Some book is like, you don't have time. It's like, oh, what is this? It is just saying my opinion, let me take this and read it out. So that's very nice. And the way you are telling about, like, we will get discouraged if somebody says me, like, you know, go and distribute the book, 3 days I'm going, nobody's taking, hey, who will try, leave it now, do my other things. It is, that is our mentality of especially me. But here we can see Srila Prabhupada never lived it. He was just trying and trying and trying. And how, and the way he wrote to the president also is so nice, like how he was expressing his feeling that this is what it should be there, and but still they did not reply him back, right? It is so sad that how they were not caring. And the main thing Srila Prabhupada was propagating is like everything has every education is there in the place where he's there, but there is no education for the soul. It's supposed to be there for soul. And the advertisement that he put for the reading the Gita course, it is only 50 rupees. That is also very, very nice, Mataji. And the whole flow was so good, Mataji. Thank you so much. You said, well, I did not prepare well and all. I don't know. You did it so beautiful, Mataji, without, you know, a single gap in between. The flow was very nice. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. I don't want to take much time, but it was so nice. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Talking to you gave me a little bit courage. I wrote down many things, but then it becomes hard to turn pages and read, right? So then that, I don't know, I hope I could convey everything.
Thank you, Mataji. Lalitangi Mataji wants to go next. Lalitangi, yeah. Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. What a wonderful class. Wonderful, Mataji. No words, as everyone said. You took us there and, you know, went through the struggles of Srila Prabhupada and also gave parallels like what we would have done, how Srila Prabhupada is so, not a bit of discouragement, and how much big heart he had to preach, whether there is encouragement or not. And so nice that, coming to that, taking the paper and coming, while coming, he used to come walk while carrying the things. He used to take the rickshaw and not having breakfast and totally, you know, not taking care of his comforts. So thank you so much, Mataji. And also I'm very grateful to you for making the younger kids read Back to Godhead. Otherwise, they wouldn't even know what is Back to Godhead. Although it's a big challenge for us to sit and make them read. But I really appreciate your efforts in that, so that, we can all, we can no way be, thankful enough to Prabhupada because of his so much efforts and sacrifice. Krishna consciousness is spread in this world now, and this is something this like we always can remember the struggles of Srila Prabhupada and try to keep ourselves encouraged and enthusiastic. So nice, Mataji, so natural, and all your examples, I like it very much how you connected it to your life and the practical world. Just a big thank you, Mataji, from our heart. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. I like your classes. I really miss over there now because that's the time when I'm running to my school. So then I cannot attend. But then I make it a point that at least later on, Ashutosh and I listen to it. So please pray for us, Mataji.
Yeah, please pray for me, Mataji. I am taking so much inspiration from the Govinda class and all the teachers. And thank you so much for giving such nectar, Mataji. I personally like to listen to all the classes because it's more for, not for kids, but for us. Like you design and you talk in such a way that it suits for kids as well as for the moms who are hearing that. So thank you so much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Sita Priya Dasi, Koti Koti Dandvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Gopinath Ki Jai. I take only 2 minutes. You explained from bottom of the heart, Mataji. If we sit in a one corner, I am talking about myself, not able to read 15, 17 minutes, even not understand. Concentration is not there. But Mataji, today, Mataji, word to word we hear, and when we hear Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Mrita, tears is not going to stop. Today you explained about no good for Srila Prabhupada has no dhoti, even good dhoti to go for preaching, for fund collection, limited view of English speaking crowd. So Prabhupada has said back to Godhead to abroad also, and the Prabhupada don't have a money also sometimes. He start journey from Sridham Vrindavan Dham to Delhi very early morning, and there is no prasadam also. And achieved the goal in 1990 in order send magazine in abroad university, found of the library back to Godhead magazine. And Bhakti Sharang Maharaj detective some Bhakti Sharang Maharaj assistant Ramanand secretary that distribute many paper. Some are like donating a paper to Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada is very grateful for that, and Prabhupada print all the back to Godhead and about Srila Bhagavad Gita. Then Srila Prabhupada teaching and Srila Prabhupada has teach give a Krishna consciousness also, and they has to collect the fund and print the back to Godhead also. Shri Chaitanya Charanamrita in Hindi, because of lack of fund, rupees 50. Then Birla Mandir, Anand Mandir, because of teaching of reading of Srila Prabhupada, Sanatan Dharma and Srila Prabhupada teaching, but still they are supporting. So this is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Then R.N. Agrawal is the temple president of Birla Temple, and they also support Srila Prabhupada. Delhi Municipal coming from meeting, then you explain about the Srila Prabhupada meeting, Srila Prabhupada has preached to meet the Vaishnava and preach them and collect fund also. So whenever Srila Prabhupada say are going for preaching, we hear when we are going for a Shishi Bhagavad Gita reading, oh, I have a Bhagavad Gita, but no time. Still we are suffering from that words, but we should, Srila Prabhupada inspired that we should not depressed, and we have to try again and again. And then Ramanandras, Sharanpur Maharaj back to Godhead, to Kesav Maharaj, then Delhi Parliament, Srila Prabhupada also request to Jawaharlal Nehru, but there is no support from them. And you explain about that in a school, there is a school and college, there is a commerce, art, science, all the subject, economics, everything, but accounts, but there is a no subject of soul. Still our Brahmachari, our Maharaj, all ex-con GBC Maharaj are struggling that Shishi Bhagavad Gita is came in a course in all the schools. It came in a municipal hospital, municipal school, but still not coming in a convent school. And then you explain about door-to-door, Srila Prabhupada has passed from so many difficulties. And Justice Misra, donation of the paper, 4 pages. And then you explain about that Srila Prabhupada is so much work hard that he simply, I read today only Prabhupada quotes that the Prabhupada has to print Shishi back to Godhead, and he also saw, he also spread to each and every Vaishnava from his hand. And he's so simple, he's not expect any kuch bhi maan ki unko
मान या अपमान का वो एस्पेक्ट नहीं रखते थे, जैसे हम डीटी ड्रेसिंग करते हैं तो इज इट गुड और नॉट, और प्रभुपाद इज जस्ट डूइंग सो मेनी सेवा बट नॉट एक्सपेक्टिंग एनी मान, एंड देन एडिंग न्यूज़पेपर ₹50, देन कोरेस्पोंडेंट कोर्स that ₹50 it's came from our guru parampara. Srila Prabhupada start given advertisement in a newspaper, but that Lakshmi Prabhupada is using in a Krishna conscious service. So and you explained about Srila Prabhupada, his Delhi is the Hastinapur and also the place of Srila Prabhupada go to the tea stall and Prabhupada and all the his disciples are working hard to give a Krishna conscious to spread a back to coded magazine to everywhere. Then Kumar Jain, that is he has a printing press. So when Prabhupada came from Shridham Vrindavan Dham to Delhi, then they arrange some prasadam for Srila Prabhupada. So we should not worry when we came in Krishna conscious. Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani is taking care of our all basic material thing. I'm not taking much time, Mataji. And then you explain about India, Pakistan and the Russia and all are busy in industrialized to how to earn money. That time Srila Prabhupada is busy to how to give a Krishna conscious and this life only, that that person, any person will back to Godhead, to Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani's seva. For that Srila Prabhupada is given his heart to give a Krishna conscious to all Vaishnava, and that is the Srila Prabhupada dreams. And last you explain about the spiritual knowledge is very high. I am that crying alone in a wild bitterness that is touched to heart, Mataji. So we should not depress when we are going for Krishna, Shishi Bhagavad Gita or any service. We should complete faith on Srila Prabhupada lotus feet. Hari Hari Gauranga Mataji, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam to your Seva. Dhanvat Pranam to all Bhakti Sangha teachers, that they are ready to give a Krishna conscious to us. Whether they are so busy in their daily job and that area service, but still they are ready to give a Krishna conscious. Even Bal Vrinda or Akshita or all our small kids are given a Krishna conscious to us, Mataji. We learn a lesson from each and every Govinda class or any class, Mataji. Even my daughter are hearing. Thank you, Sita Priti, Dhanvat Pranam, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Mataji. Please keep us in our prayers, Mataji.
Sukasagari, Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam. So nice to see you after so long. I'm seeing your video. And I'm sorry, Mataji, I was out with some work. I could attend the class, but I just joined the Q&A session and I can see what a fantastic class it must have been. And I just saw now Mataji was in tears. So I'm sure it was a very moving and inspirational chapter about Srila Prabhupada's efforts. So I'll go back and listen to the class, Mataji, but I'm sure it went very well. And thank you so much for your association, Mataji.
Missing you all, Mataji. Missing you all.
Yes, Mataji, Dallas reminded me of you, our trip there. And I was just thinking, Anuradha Mataji is so much made up for everything, you know. She did wonderful arrangements, but it would have been double the joy, you know, seeing you there, Mataji.
Mataji, pray we meet someday.
Sure, Mataji, definitely, Mataji. Hare Krishna, thank you so much. I'll go back and listen. Sorry, I got busy, Mataji. I had to go out somewhere.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji.
And is there anybody who would like to share their realizations? We have so many questions on the chat too. Yeah, Mataji, please. Induleka Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Sita Priti, Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam. What a wonderful class, Mataji. I had to miss that. I got another call in between, so had to miss the last 20 minutes. But I will go back and definitely listen to that. It's such an important section to see how Srila Prabhupada, he is struggling, but in spite of that, all alone, you know, no acknowledgement, no appreciation, nobody. Like, these are things that for each one, I mean, at least for me, I know that, you know, little acknowledgement, little appreciation always helps and goes a long way. But he didn't care. He's completely surrendered to Hansik. He's been so completely surrendered to Krishna that he does it for the pleasure of the Lord. So wonderful service of Srila Prabhupada. And Mataji, we can see how dear Back to Godhead magazine and reading it is for you. And how you're always encouraging us. Every time I get on the call, I hear you say that. So it's definitely, hopefully, you know, we have not been able to attend the Monday classes for the last couple of weeks. So schedule has been a little different. So hopefully we'll get back and we will also start reading, Mataji. You definitely push and encourage each and every kid individually. And that, you know, that motivates them to also go back and read, you know, on their own. Even Pranav will be like, oh, okay, I have to do this when we attend the class. So, yes, thank you so much. Such a wonderful session, Mataji. And you always compare it and share your own realizations, like how in a regular printing press, how things were and how things were with Srila Prabhupada, where he had to do the majority of the heavy weight lifting, everything, and how he was going with, you know, just getting the paper. He didn't care for his own health or his condition. He was just working towards printing his Back to Godhead magazines. And was this the time when he was printing the Srimad Bhagavatam? Not yet, right?
No, I missed
that part of the class, yeah.
He was just Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was wanted to translate it to Hindi. And Hindi.
Yeah.
That time it was going to charge him 600 rupees, which he did not have. So, you know, that just makes us feel like, you know, like that money, that when it increases, the economy grows. But then how, like, nobody could spare that much amount for him. So the economy grows, but how the spiritually they go low. That is one realization, like not a negative one, but, you know, that's the reality of this Kali Yuga.
And he was even able to find people to sponsor the Sajjan Toshini. You know, but even that time, he's not thinking about his own, oh, okay, what can they do for me? He's thinking of the general interest of the ashram. So very, very nice class, Mataji. Thank you so much. And please bless all of us so we can also continue reading Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. Hare Krishna. So nice to see you, Mataji, and so nice to hear from you.
You are an inspiration, Mataji. By making posters also, you go to this verse, reread it. Like, you are a great inspiration for me, for sure. Very bold.
We motivate each other, Mataji. You will tell me something, I'll tell you something. So that's all. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Is there anybody having any more realizations? Mm-hmm. I'll quickly read the chat, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji, can you hear me?
Yes, Mataji.
Yeah,
yes.
I'll just quickly read the chat. I don't know. Today my computers and everything is behaving a little different. So Niharika Mataji was saying, thank you, Mataji, for beautiful class. And Yashumati Mataji, Haribol, wonderful, beautiful class. Thank you so much. Parima Mataji, I have just one word. Wonderful, wonderful and wonderful class. Hearing Srila Prabhupada's struggles makes me feel how much love and mercy he had for all mankind. Thank you so much, Mataji, for this Nectarian class and your wonderful association. You are a very seasoned speaker and a devotee. Hare Krishna and Dandavat Pranams to you. Lakshmi Mataji, wonderful class Mataji made us to cry. Without Prabhupada, we are no way going head up in spiritual process. I was hearing in YouTube, I just jumped into Zoom to appreciate your efforts and narration, crying in wilderness. What a chapter. Thank you for bringing this to us, Mataji. Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. Who's this? Shivani Mataji, absolutely beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you so much. Beautiful and nectarian class and your wonderful association. Please give your association more often. Hari Bol. And what a great, again, Lakshmi Mataji's comment. What a great quick highlight summary. Vrinda Gopika Mataji, amazing Mataji. Yes, Vrinda Mataji, Vrinda Gopika Mataji, your summary is always very good. And Vrinda Mataji, Akshita's mom, beautiful class Mataji, just kept on hearing you. You are a natural speaker. Please give your association often. Sorry, cannot unmute. So just writing here. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam. Yeah, very nice. Very nice, Mataji. You made everybody to cry and feel for Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji.
For starting the Leelamrita reading, it is really, really nice. And I will also make it a point that sometimes it gets very hard at this time, but then I'll make it a point that I read it before the class is done so that, you know, that connection becomes more deeper.
Yes,
Thank you so much, Mataji, for showering your love and accommodating me. Please pray for us, Mataji. Please pray.
It is all Bhakti Sangha, Mataji, Priti Vilasni Mataji and Kitida Mataji who had, initiated this. And thank you to both of them. And thank you to you for taking your time all the way from India. It's very late night over there. I know you will not sleep so early, of course, but it is very late for you. I would like to offer my obeisances. Vancha kalpa tarubhyasya kripa sindhubhya evacha patidanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo. Ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada Leelamrita ki jai, Hare Krishna Sita Krishna Mata ki
jai.
Thank you
so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Prabhupada. Jai Shri
Prabhupada. Early morning, we'll meet every day. Bye bye.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Oh, here I'm not host. Okay, there I'm a host. Okay. Closing the call, dear devotees.
I will.
So many devices, Mataji. 3 devices today. Crazy. Bye bye, everyone.